Over the next few days, we're going to take you on a tour of some of our favorite public lands. Nowhere in our region is more public than our country's oldest iconic national park, Yellowstone. Every summer, millions of people flock here from around the world to take in the beauty, the geysers, and, as our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, the wildlife.
I'm a night owl, so 6:30 in the morning is pretty early for me. But apparently that's one of the best times to watch wildlife in Yellowstone National Park.
I'm walking past bison paddies. It's really, really cold early morning. Bison paddies meaning buffalo poop.
I climb to the top of a hill and join a bunch of retirees staring through high-powered telescopes at a lush, verdant hill.
So keep watching, just to the right of the tree.
That's Carol Rickman. She's trying to help me spot a wolf den. But all I see are some rocks, a black raven, and a bare gray aspen tree.
Just look about a third of the way down to the tree to the right.
Third of the way down. Oh, yep, there they go. Oh, no, that's so cute.
One of the gray pups.
Is it the mom lying down?
Yes.
In the white? Okay, and I saw a little gray pup run down, and it was kind of unbearably cute.
The baby wolf is in the grass, toppling over himself as his mom looks on. And even though I'm looking through a $1,000 scope, the wolves are still kind of hard to see. They blend into the jagged purple rocks and minty sage. But when they start wrestling around, like they're doing right now, they look like big, scruffy dogs. And that's one of the reasons why Rickman loves coming here to Yellowstone to watch wolves.
I'm really into dogs, so, you know, it's kind of the wild extension of watching your dog.
And looking around, I see at least 50 people perched up on hills or leaning against their cars watching the wolves. It's a misty, wet morning, so some folks are wearing raincoats, and you can smell wet dirt and fresh sage. Their eyes are all trained on the wolves.
It's almost like watching a TV series.
It is. It's like watching a soap opera.
But this Yellowstone soap opera doesn't just star wolves. There's also bighorn sheep, pronghorn antelope, and grizzly bears. That's what another couple is looking at right now. They wave me over.
Oh, there's a grizzly?
Yeah, they're on the ridge, very far away.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I guess that's a courting pair.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
look at the size.
They're huge.
They are awesome.
We're looking at two enormous brown grizzly bears. They look wet, probably from the morning dew, and they're pawing at the ground near a snowbank.
Yeah, what are they? Are they digging for...
I have no idea.
I guess we can just suppose. I imagine they're digging for grubs and insects because that's kind of what they snack on.
It's about 8 o'clock in the morning now, and the whole valley is alive with animals. Some bighorn sheep are perched on a nearby mountain. A small herd of bison move through the grass and sage. There's even some of my favorite animals, pronghorn antelope. They may be the fastest running animal in North America, but they kind of look like overweight goats. Mike Engel is visiting from Pennsylvania and is nice enough to train his scope on one trotting across a dirt road.
I think that they're amazing.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, they are. They are.
I love the colors on them, the sounds they make.
Pronghorn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's weird. It's a goat sound. It sounds like a goat.
The sun is starting to break through the clouds and it's getting warmer. The pronghorn disappears into the tall grass. And soon the wolves will bed down for the afternoon and the grizzly bears will find a good place to lounge in the shade. And for a while, most of the animals in Yellowstone National Park will become quiet and still. The only sound, the click, click, click of tourists taking pictures of grazing bison and elk at the nation's oldest national park. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in the Lamar Valley, Wyoming.